Austin, Texas. All right, let's do this thing. Come on. I'm a man of few words, baby. I think by now you heard them all. I'm a man of few words, baby. I think by now you heard them all. It's gonna take an aspirin. Take one bit, it's my own head. It's gonna take an aspirin. Take one bit, it's my own head. What I'm trying to tell you is how much I love you. How much I loved you in that dream. And the way the light bounces off your hair, it warmed me in ways I just could not express. They put me in a lineup. You said, oh yes, I'm sure it's him. They put me in a lineup, mama. You said, oh yes, I'm sure it's him. What me, baby? Everybody, I'm sorry if the band's a little lackluster, if the sound man's a little off his game. Everybody was up all last night fucking, so. This one goes out to all the ladies. This is called I Bow Down and Pray to Every Woman I See. Hallelujah. A neighbor girl, she walked around in a trance, like sister's face to get that homecoming dance. Her mother was religious, her father was too. She yearned to be a model, had issues with food. Well, the last time I saw Chloe, I saw her on TV preaching the power of hypnosis and aromatherapy. Yeah. Dolby was my sister's friend, a fashion paranoid. She wore a winter coat all summer long and made a lot of noise about conservatives and demagogues and how we should be scared. We dropped LSD at Disneyland, she left me stranded there. I hitched back to the valley with a Dr. Leopold, whose sermonized computers have come to steal our soul. I said, ooh, ooh, baby. I said, ooh, ooh, baby. I said, I'll bow down and pray to every woman I see.
I'll bow down and pray to every woman I see.
Saw her even one time out of a uniform. Katie had an ugly dog she swore would never bite. Followed that girl everywhere and never left her sight. She said, baby, 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 crawl out of your shell. I wanna show you something if you promise not to tell. I said, ooh, ooh, baby. I said, ooh, ooh, baby. I said, I'll bow down and pray to every woman I see.
I'll bow down and pray to every woman I see.
I said, ain't no motherfucker gonna criticize me. I'll bow down and pray to doing all right? It's great to be back here at the Continental Club. We like to come here every once in a while just to do our part to put Austin on the musical map, you know. I think I'm starting to get it now. I mean, you know, I don't know if you realize, but Jimmy Vaughn was playing upstairs with just standing there playing guitar, melting our faces off. That was, we don't get that every day where we come from. We got a gay man's chorus, though, but... Okay. Speaking of social networking, I want to send this one out to anybody. Anybody who's hurting right about now, struggling hard through a social networking kind of relationship. I got some advice for you, and this is just a suggestion. I'm not telling anybody what to do, God forbid. But when you get home tonight, I want you to take a good hard look at that Friendster page.
Facebook,
whatever. You want to tell the story? I want you to take a good hard look at that. And in my opinion, if you got any more than four friends, you got a watered down love. You got to ask yourself, and you got to be honest. Just ask yourself, really, and be as honest as you can. How many of those people would actually pick you up at the airport? Just get rid of the rest of them. You'll never look back. All right. Segways are for kids. Here's a song I wrote with my old friend, Alejandro Escovedo. This is called, Wasn't I Always a Friend to You? Do you want to be my friend? Yourself go every once in a while. Gonna let your love show. Nobody gets hurt. Ooh, nobody gets hurt. Well, we can't hear us two. We ain't down as one. I don't care if I'm not your only one. Wherever I go, you go with me. If I do you wrong, smoke my smoke. Drink my wine, bury my snakeskin boots somewhere I'll never find. I'll still be your lover, baby. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. Wasn't I always a friend to you? Wasn't I always a friend to you? Do you want to be my friend? Ooh, do you want to be my friend? Every once in a while, gonna let yourself go. Every once in a while, gonna let your love show. Nobody gets hurt. Ooh, nobody gets hurt. Well, I could be an astronaut on the wrong side of the moon. Wrapped up like a baby on a bus home with you. Wherever I go, you go with me. If I do you wrong, take the master suite, I'll take the floor. You get your rest, baby, I'll catch up on mine. I will. I'll still be your lover, baby. A friend to you. Wasn't I always a friend to you? Every once in a while, gonna let yourself go. Every once in a while, gonna let your love show. Nobody gets hurt, baby. Wasn't I always a friend to you? Wasn't I always a friend to you? Wasn't I always a friend to you? Well, life is for the living, and death is for the birds. Hell is for children. Oh, so I have heard. Now your soul might leave your body, hurled straight off into space. Your soul might leave your body, but we'll catch up again someday. Well, I like Sunday mornings and butter on my toast. I wanna live forever, Jack, forever like that friendly ghost. I wanna live forever. Catch up again someday.
I'm talking New Kingdom people, yeah.
Way down in the valley low, the valley of the kings, they really got you covered good. Hear the music playing. Oh, everybody jump and twirl. Hear the music playing. The wine and the lame and every boy and girl. Wanna take you higher, higher than you ever been before. The spring's eternal. Wouldn't that be great? Every day a sunken treasure deep, another juicy bowl of grapes. Pull me in a little closer. Oh, I wanna feel you against my skin. Oh, we may never meet this way again. Woo! We'll take you higher. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. I want to mention one thing before we go any further. And listen, I don't want to spoil what could be a perfectly good evening. So if you just let me mention this thing before we go any further. I don't know how to say this, but I've been in the music business a long time. And I'm still trying to break in. But I saw some red lights blinking here, and I think it's probably... Well, we were talking to the head of security earlier, Steve, and he said that there's probably a good chance that people tonight will be recording the show. I don't want to go into a long lecture about how I feel about bootleggers, but I will say this. This is how we make our living. We make records, and we go around the world in a van, and we live in a perpetual state of adolescence. And that's another story. But if you are recording the show tonight, I would hope that you would show us the respect by including this next song, because it's a new song, and nobody wants to hear the new songs. I don't want to hear the new songs from anybody. I don't want to hear David Bowie's new songs, or, you know, I don't. So that's my story. This is off the new album entitled Let Freedom Ring. This is called Hot Talk. Stop me on the street. She says, excuse me, sir, I think we met before. I said, I've never met you in my life. She said, yes, well, how can you be sure? She said, the night it has a thousand eyes. I said, I've heard that too, but what does it mean? She said, the night it has a thousand eyes. You better think about it and get back to me. Oh, 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 oh. Hot talk. Hot talk. She said, sometimes I get so bored, I just want to crawl out of my skin. She said, what kind of name is Prophet? I said, I don't know what kind of name it is. I said, your laughter's like a drug to me. I only wish it weren't at my expense. She said, it ain't costing you a dime. I said, I know it's not. That's not what I meant. No! Sacred burial grave. Oh, I said, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is this thing even on? We're gonna see how Wall Street takes the news when Wall Street finds New York City's gone. Look at me, and I love the way you talk to me. Yes, I love the way you talk to me.
And I love the way you look at me. And I love the way you talk to me. And I love the way you look at me. And I love the way you talk to me. And I love
the way you look at me. And I love
the way you talk to me. And I love
I'll talk on the beach.
Talk to me. And I love
down on the trading floor. From the widow's peak, I'll talk on the rocky land, I'll talk on the wall, up on the fire escape, crawling down the hall. I'm on the Vatican, and that's where I got this bruise. So I'll talk for me, baby, I'll talk for you. We're gonna play kind of a slow, pretty song now here, so. This is a song about unrequited love. That's, you know, like when you love somebody and they don't love you back. You know that? Did you know that? I don't mean to be condescending, you know. But just for anybody that's not paying attention, that's when you talk down to people. Very serious song. Sitting in a movie, and I'm staring at a screen. They're dragging Jesus through the town, and it don't look good to me. Just the same. Oh, and the women threw their panties. Yes, the women threw their bras. Elvis hung his head and said, they'll forgive me. sorry. Did I wake you up? Listen, I still got this box of band-aids here from the night we patched things up. Oh, there's still some at the bottom. Yes, I got the box right here. If I could hold that moment to my chest, I swear I'd disappear. Disappear. Would you love me?
Would you really love me?
Would you love me?
Would you really love me?
Yeah. make a daughter out of Jesus. You could make a monkey out of me. I won't require much convincing to believe. You could turn my heart into a hammer, leave me all alone here in the dark. I've learned my lines and I'm still willing to play the part. Goes out to my mother. She made a point of telling me after we played that on television that it wasn't, although she enjoyed the performance, it wasn't her favorite song of mine. Can't please everybody, and you certainly can't please my mother. Well, you probably could. Okay, we're sending this one out to all the old folks. We were over in England, and we heard that the boss himself had turned 60 years old, so we felt sorry for him. He's been kind of low-key the last couple of years, so we worked up this song. I hope you appreciate it. It's got a lot of chords and a lot of words, and we memorized it. Okay. All right. Just like on the Live at the Roxy bootleg. Princess Card, she sends me. Princess Card, she sends me with her regards. Borrow my sham vacancy. To see her, you gotta look hard. Wounded deep in battle, I stand stuck like some soldier undaunted. To her chest, your smile, I stand on trial. She's all I've ever wanted. But she lets her blue eyes get in the way of the facts. Gets your carpet baggers off my back. You didn't even give me time to cover my tracks. You said, here's your mirror and your ball and jacks. But that's not what I came for, no. I came for you.
I came for you.
But you did not heed my urgency.
For you, I came for you.
But your life was one long emergency. Crawling to my ambulance, your pulse is getting weak. Surrender yourself right now to me, girl, while you still got the strength to speak. Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. I could give it all to you now, girl, if only you would ask. But don't call your surgeon, even he says it's too late. It's not your lungs this time, it's your heart that holds your fate. Don't give me money, honey, I don't want it back. You and your pony face and your Union Jack. Yes, you know that it's true. I came for you. Heed my urgency. For you.
For you, I came for you.
But your life was one long emergency. It's an emergency, people. You came looking for. It's not your nursery mouth that I came back for. It's not the way you spread out on my floor. Cause I've broken all your windows and I rammed through all your doors. Yes, you know that it's true. I came for you.
For you, I came for you.
But you did not heed my urgency. For you.
For you, I came for you.
But your life was one long emergency. Ladies and gentlemen, we doing all right so far? What kind of New Year's resolutions you guys got going on? Do you need any help? All right, ladies. Ladies, I want you to just stop working out. Stop going to the gym.
Spend more time with your old man watching television because you've been missing out on a lot of good stuff. How difficult is that? You got a New Year's resolution? You're just going to keep spending all your per diems on smut huts and strip joints? That ain't one of them. You're going to stop... Somebody said that they need to stop masturbating into their dress socks. That's terrible. That's terrible. Just keep doing that. All right, here's a song off the new album entitled Let Freedom Ring. And this was an album that we recorded entirely down in Mexico City, which... you just have to file under one of the many ideas I've had throughout my life that just seemed like a good idea at the time, you know. But I found a little studio down there that was a completely state-of-the-art studio. And, well, I mean, when I say it was state-of-the-art, it was state-of-the-art at one time. I'm guessing somewhere around the time of the Eisenhower administration or something. Anyway, you know, with the shrinking economy and these shrinking recording budgets, the fact that it was only like $7 a day, we thought it would be a good idea to go down there. And we just thought it would be good to kind of get off on the energy of it all, because I don't know if you've ever been to Mexico City, but, I mean, as soon as you step on the sidewalk, you can just feel it vibrating underneath your feet. And it's a city of 27 million contradictions. It's a wonderful place. But anyway, within 3 days of getting down there, we were getting ready to hunker down and make this record. We started hearing on the news about a thing called the swine flu. And yeah, it was like all the hysteria and the CNN kind of paranoia that really got revved up into, it was turned up to 11. It was like the Black Plague had come to Mexico City. And our timing couldn't have been better, you know. I mean, it was really, it sucked. Kind of sucked, actually. But we did what we could. We put on the blue masks, and we went down to the studio every day and tried to capture magic, you know, because that's what you do. It's like... Well, one of the things that, you know, making records is hard enough, but... one of the things that I hadn't bargained for was that in Mexico City, it's an everyday occurrence that the power goes out like 5 or 10 times a day, you know? So, you know, I thought it was just like something at the studio, you know? And we'd be in the studio like we'd be like getting through an 8-minute, you know, side one of Marquee Moon kind of beautiful moment. I mean, power would go out. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, somebody counted off. That's cool. You know. And about the fifth time, the power went out right in the middle of a something we could never recreate. I finally got a little uptight, you know, and I was like the uptight white guy, which is, you know, not out of character for me. And so I went. I grabbed the studio owner and I said, "Man, I don't know if you know what's going on in there, but we've been trying to record and the power keeps going out. You gotta do something." And he just looks at me like, "I know." "But he's back on now." I said, "Well, that's true, but how do you argue with that? You know? Well, yeah. Anyway, we got through it, and this is one of the last songs we recorded. I promise it won't take half as long to play as it did to give you the preamble that just sort of seems to get longer night after night. This is a song I want to send out to anybody who's, you know, struggling through these uncertain economic times, and especially anybody who's a... Yeah, let's hear it for the bad economy. Yeah. Ow, yeah. I've been drinking since, you know, 9 a.m. yesterday. Last year. I'm blacked out myself. Totally, right now. You can't tell. All right. This goes out to anybody who's hurting so bad they might have to move back in with their parents. And, and this goes out to any parents out there who, you know, got the fear of God in them that their kids are going to try to move back in with them. So, all right. Excuse me? Okay. This is a family show. I can't repeat that. This is called Holding On. Marriage on the skids, and the folks ain't doing well, but we're holding on. Yes, we're holding on. Seem like maybe half the people we know got the same sad story to tell, but we're holding on. Yes, we're holding on. Oh, but you and me, baby, we don't have to die. No. No, we can't get it on. It's Saturday night. Holding on. Yes, we're holding on. So I went to see the doctor. He said, you should be dead. I said, I was, doc, but now I'm back. To look right through me, shook his little head and said, what do you know about that? Looks like you're holding on. Holding on. Oh, but you and me, baby, we don't have to die. Saturday night, we're holding on. Yes, we're holding on. I've got an empty feeling. It's tearing me up inside. My life is a river. It's a river. I'm watching it fly, baby. I think I might just run it one time and get up to my neck just to know I'm alive. I'm alive. Jennifer, I hear she's living back at home. I might as well fill out an application on my way. But when I got there, the whole store was gone. Oh, Stephanie! I swear the whole store was gone. But we're holding on. Yes, we are. Okay. Is everybody doing all right? Okay, well, I've got a song for just about every occasion. This is about the most absurd one I could come up with for right about now. Feel free to sing along if you think you can. Down on the pavement, money in the bank, I ain't gonna save it. Jenna coming by, I hope she makes it. Jenna coming by, I sure hope she makes it. Ooh, summertime thing. Stone, it sounds like it's cooking. I poked my head over the wall. I took a look in. It was a five-piece band. It was really rocking. Oh, it looked like some kind of family reunion. Hey, summertime day.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, allow me one time now to introduce you to my best friend in the world, the brains behind Paw. The woman who runs this entire organization with an iron fist. Ladies and gentlemen, woman who needs no introduction, let's hear it for Stephanie Finch, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, over here on the slide guitar, that's James DePreto. He's the newest member of the group. He claims to come from a town called Norco, California. I couldn't find it on a map. But we don't want to pry. It's all gonna come out anyway. Anyway, that's James DePreto, ladies. And putting the bass in your face night after night. I'm gonna tell you about this guy. He comes all the way from the swamps of Massachusetts. He's played with us here for Massachusetts. He's played with a lot of greats and near greats, lesser knowns than we can have time to go into tonight. But that's Kevin T. White on the bass. Don't you forget it. back here on the drums, the pride of Sacramento, currently hiding out deep in the redwoods of Portland, Oregon. Todd Roper, everybody. He makes it possible. Okay, and a woman who needs no reintroduction, that's Stephanie Finch, everybody. All right. Now listen, like a lot of people, you might find this hard to believe, but like a lot of people, Stephanie also has made a CD. But, yeah, but this one's like, it's great. And it smokes all over my CD, and I can say that because I produced both of them. so she's going to do a song off that right about now. It's Lady's Choice. You call it, girl.
So, never slipped out of the windowsill.
rocket ship.
For fixing, they make more sense to throw away. The touch of something human is what I really crave. Just give me one thing I can sink my heart into, not another measure of the automatic blues. Well, come on. Preach the sermon, sent about ahead. Sometimes I feel so alive, I wish I was dead. You might be on your back, baby, leaning up in your pew, but Sunday lift the curtain on the automatic blues. Will come on. Turn me out, turn me in, turn me on. Turn me up, turn me out, turn me out. got a couple more songs for you. We're going to do a song now off a record that Steffi and I recorded back in 1972. Yeah. This was a little album called Brother Aldo, and we're gonna have to brush up on this song. It's been a while since we've done it, so if you don't mind, just a quick, you can join in on this. This is a sort of like a musician's huddle. Here's what's gonna happen. You ready? First thing that's gonna happen is somebody's gonna count the song off. All right. Second thing that's gonna happen is after the count of four, I want to hear a G chord out of you. That's like God's balls. Just all right. And then, in fact, I want everybody to play a G chord like that. And then I'm gonna play a riff. You'll see. I'm gonna play a riff, and then together, we're gonna get in a groove, and it's just gonna go. I mean, boo. So if that's not something you think you can handle, it'd be a good time to just split. All right. It could go on for a while. Downtown, gonna need a contract and a wedding gown. It ended with a lawyer, it started with a kiss. No matter, nothing is worth all this. What?
Look ahead, look behind. Never say what's on your mind. First you're found, then you're lost. Better look both ways, you're gonna get crossed.
Right! Tell me what to play. I got a dog in my cage, but my cat got away. A monkey see, baby, monkey do, baby. Send it from me, they're gonna steal it from you. Oh, look ahead,
look behind. Never say what's on your mind. First you're found, then you're lost. Better look both ways, you're gonna get crossed.
Get crossed. When the money stops, I'ma count my change, nickels and dimes. She can have what's hers, I'll keep what's mine.
Whoa!
Look ahead, look behind. Never say what's on your mind. First you're found, then you're lost. Better look both ways, you're gonna get crossed. Look ahead, look behind. Never say what's on your mind. First you're found, then you're lost. You better look both ways, you're gonna get crossed. I said, yonder you boys that are looking to flirt, yonder come a woman in a miniskirt. She got a half yard of ribbon wrapped around her leg. You know she dance like she's stepping on scrambled eggs. Well, the name of the woman was Miss Alice Fry. She said, boy, I'm gonna love you till the day I die. I ain't good looking, but I'll take my time. I'm a rambling woman, got a rambling mind. Yeah! I got a good woman, what's the matter with me? Will make me want to love every woman I see. I was traveling when I met her, now I'm traveling again. Every woman I see look like a place I come in. Hey! I come. Got a piece of cookie. Said I'm leaving San Francisco, come to spread the news. Women in that city don't wear no shoes. We got it written on the back of a shirt. I ain't no ordinary dude, I don't have to work. I ain't no ordinary dude, I don't have to work. I ain't no ordinary dude, I don't have to work. Well, come out! Gentlemen, there's one thing I want to know right now, and if you can't handle this, I don't know what to tell you. This is the heaviest thing we've got. This is probably the heaviest thing you're ever going to hear in your entire life. Well, certainly this is the question of all questions, the one that's baffled the philosophers and the dope fiends and the religious figures. This one's called Who Put the Bump in the Bump Shooby Dooby Bump? Who Put the Ram in the Ram-a-Lam-a-Doo?
That's right. I got a letter this morning.
The bump in the bump, shooby dooby bump. Who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? You did! Who put the bump in the bump, shooby dooby bump? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? You did, baby!
I got a letter this morning.
If the rain
dug the groove that made it flow. Who proved that anything was possible? You did. Who built the house and brought it down? Who raised the roof but never made a sound? You did, baby.
I got a letter this morning.
Every fashion, every way.
I got a letter this morning.
Take my hand and lead me all around.
The morning mist and opened my heart like a baby's fist. You did. Who cleared the static and made it sing? Who put the wheel on the gravy train? You did, baby.
I got a letter this morning.
Oh,
everybody. I want to mention something that you might find really hard to believe. Listen, this is serious, okay?
We love you!
I love you too. This is a good time to bring that up. In fact, you might find this really hard to believe, Lee, but tonight is a very special night because tonight we will, after the show, have CDs for sale. And that's, I know it's crazy, it's hard to believe, but for every CD that you buy, you get to come back to our hotel tonight and throw a television out a window. Okay? Yeah, all right, okay. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna have a little geography lesson right about now, and also we're gonna do a dance step called the twist. Do you think you can handle that? Quiz.
Three, four.
Here's a little thing that's gonna please ya. It's just a little town down in Indonesia.
Bangkok.
A snotty-eyed man lying in his bed. One got his mouth up, the other said Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Making love the Japanese way. Learned aggressively in Hong Kong. Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Margaret Trudeau, Jackie O, Madame New and Bridget Bardot. Bangkok.
Bangkok.
A Bangkok.
A Bangkok.
Living off of Chinese frogs. I'm in love. Oh, Bangkok.
Bangkok.
It's a revisionist kind of minor. It's just a little town down in Indochina.
Bangkok. Bangkok.
A suki suki.
Suki.
That's all I got to say. I used to think I knew it. Now I'm showing through it. Things like all the chatter. All the things that matter. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking. That's all I've got to say.
Did I say it midnight?
Am I not saying daylight? A recent sad conclusion. All this persecution. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you.
Things I say at midnight.
I'm not saying daylight. I reach the sad conclusion. All this persecution. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you.
That's all I got to say.
I'm not saying goodbye. I've reached the sad conclusion. All this persecution. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you.
I got kind of distracted.
Hey guys, it's been a privilege hanging out with you tonight. All right, here's a song that I couldn't resist playing. Here's a song off a record that snuck out in about 1997. Here's a song called New Year's Day. We haven't done it in a long time, so you know, consider yourself. It's a very special thing. Just come in at the bridge or something. I took a drive by the prison, wound up at the taco stand. I changed my clothes in the parking lot, thought about our wedding plans. I'm all over the are running off at the mouth. Your name came up in conversation, then somebody started the count. Well, I woke up in my Nissan to the static on the radio. I dialed up the station, I closed my eyes, I started to glow. Decided to come and spend the night with us. That's my heart right there. That's my heart. Stephanie Fitch, everybody. Todd Roper. Todd Roper. James DePrato, everybody. Kevin T. White. Mike Terrio right there. He's been here for like 6 months. I thought we'd be opening for him about now. You need to know this guy. All right, God bless y'all. Good night.